Let me make your head bigger.
Is such a thing possible? Do you mean like on the monitor or like by telling me how handsome I am?
He'll never fit through the door.
He's still outside.
No, I have to go into full screen mode.
Oh, of course. And you can capture my beauty and see my I just colored my beard, you see. I know. You noticed, but you weren't going to say anything.
Well, you had told me that you were going to do it.
Yeah.
So why
well,
was I?
I knew I'd be in a prom picture. Must look my best.
But why? Okay.
Go ahead.
I need to know why you.
It was suggested to me by coworkers to try it.
I know, but.
And I found the effect quite startling.
Does Carrie like it?
Does she care? She's
it's
not
Mother's
weighed.
Day.
She's Give not weighed in. She's not weighed in, but she hasn't complained.
Did she notice?
She noticed. Well, I mean, you know, the coloring tray was on the thing.
Clean up after yourself, Rob.
It's a whole thing. And yeah. Also, I will say this that's very disconcerting, is you're supposed to put the goo in and it waits for 5 minutes, and then you run into the shower and wash it off. Well, mm-hmm. before you wash it off.
Wait.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Just it's startling. You see, the way it looks right now, if you didn't know my face as well as you know my face, it doesn't look unnatural. I mean, just for a passerby, it looks fine. The main reason is that my chinny chin is mostly gray, and it's not the best look. So this sort of evens it out. That being said, after the stuff has been in for 5 minutes and about 2 seconds, if you look at yourself in the mirror before you hop in the shower, your beard is really the color of an 8-ball. It is shiny and black and so well-defined, it really looks like you fell asleep in college and someone came after you with Sharpies.
So and the sort of like the Mr. Potato Head beard.
And the first time I did it, I went,
oh, no, this isn't going to turn out well.
Yeah, because I did it on a Sunday night because you know what? You have a beer and you say, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Is that how it happened?
Well, it was a Sunday night. I don't know how much I'd had to drink, but I'm sure I had something to drink. And so I went and And so
I don't have any alcohol. I only have like fancy wines in the wine
all
fridge.
All I have is a Diet Coke. So I apologize in advance to the listeners. But when I saw
nobody likes you when you're sober.
No one likes me when I'm drunk. Let's just keep it simple. No one likes me. So I see myself in the mirror. And I don't want to make this any more horrific than it already is, but I am about to go in the shower, so I am sans clothes. And I just see myself in the mirror.
As one is should be.
Well,
although, do you ever do the thing where you forget to take off your socks?
No, because I don't wear socks very often.
Oh. I don't like to have dirty feet, so I
love having dirty feet.
I don't like my hands to be wet, and I don't like dirty feet.
This is a conundrum, because if your feet are dirty, you're almost certainly going to have to get your hands wet to clean your feet.
Well, I don't mean like in the shower, but like
it's what's a woman to do?
If I'm holding a beverage, I can.
Oh, condensation. Yes, that's why you prefer stemware, which is science, technology, and engineering and math.
It's why I have two full drawers of koozies in various sizes
for all needs, for all your koozie needs. Anyway,
yes, so you're naked.
Yes, and my beard is just as black as 1,000 midnights. And I
Johnny Midnight.
And I pause because I know that I know that in about 12 hours I'm going to be driving into Georgetown to see some of my friends that are not necessarily kind when misfortune falls upon you. And I play this playlet.
Perhaps they're the busters of balls.
Yes, they are. And so this playlet is zooming through my head of me showing up with this glistening black beard. It's like, ahoy, matey. Arr.
Arr.
And I'm actually considering I may have to, for the first time in years, shave everything off because.
Everything?
Well, just the face.
Okay.
Well, I mean, as I said, I only had 12 hours. But
you and Robin Williams.
It turns out, it looks like a sweater. So it turns out once you shampoo it out, it comes to a more natural color, but it is still startling and it happens fast. It's between minute 4 and minute 5 that it just goes boom. But that's not the reason I brought you here.
still use
No, Mike is not coloring it right now, but Oscar is, which surprised me.
Oscar has gone gray?
In his beard, he says. So Oscar colors his beard. But his hair is black already. His is easy. He could do it, you know, with a magic marker.
So do you use different colors?
Or do you
and Oscar use the same color to color your beard?
No, he uses a Colombian black. No, Bolivian black, it's called, I believe. I use dark brown. I believe the number is 44. I don't expect you to understand because the product I use is just for men.
Oh, I and am you're certain I don't understand hair color at all.
Well, no, but I'm just saying you're a lady. You can't use just for men.
Nobody has ever accused me of such a thing.
That's no lady. That's my wife. But that's the reason. The reason I wanted to bring you here is that we'll get into this, I'm sure, in a moment. But yesterday was prom for Julia, her senior prom.
I know.
And that means Robert, who is a sophomore from the Latin meaning wise fool, had some friends over because they did not go to prom because the prom is the territory of the junior and the senior.
Yes.
So last night we had Aiden and Robert and Sam and Barrett, who has red hair. You know what I call him? I call him Riverdale. He looks a little like Archie Andrews. Because I didn't want to call him Archie because I thought Archie was diminishing him. And then what happens?
So I went with Riverdale.
What happens is a prince is born and they name him Archie. I was totally off base. So anyway, Riverdale's over and Sam and Aiden and Robert. And I come downstairs. And when this happens, since it's a Saturday night and I don't have much to do in my office / cave downstairs, I say, go downstairs, watch the big TV, have fun. You know, it's a good room, it's quiet, and you'd be away from all the grown-ups.
Can I?
Of course.
Yes. They're all sitting on different areas, and they're on their phones.
Probably, but I don't bother them. But
Okay.
I know that they're watching. What happens, I think, is they watch a lot of YouTube on the big screen because I have that Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always a good game coming down trying to find the Apple TV remote is the size of a, this is a dated reference, but some will get it. It's the size of a Chiclet. You remember the pieces of gum? So it's very hard to sometimes locate. I was able to find it in little time today, but that's not the point of the story. Is I came down and sat at my desk, and since we haven't done Cake and Cookies, and I think it's been at least 2 weeks, I had to make sure that we were updated on Skype. And I looked. And
10 days.
A week or 10 days. That is one of the most undescriptive lengths of time you can do. A lot of insurance people say that. When will it go through? Week, 10 days? I don't know. Oh, you're going to deal with...
Insurance people.
I know.
Should we start the show?
No, I've got to tell this story because then we'll start the show. That's a good sentence. I've got to tell this story because then we'll start the show.
Okay.
So I come down and I sit at my desk and start to, update Skype and find out the button that hasn't been ticked because we tried to talk for about 10 minutes before we could talk. You were so frustrated looking.
Rob?
I know.
It's not because of that.
I know. Well,
the frustration that is deep within my soul right now.
Deedle, I know that all of that's going on, but the last thing you needed was me just saying, are you sure you can hear me?
I know. And I was like, really?
I know. It's like, not today.
At one point I gave you the okay sign, but I almost flipped it right back
around. I know. It was definitely a finger-related gesture. So I sit down at my desk and I'm doing it, and I look, and there is one of my least favorite things. Ever since the kids were small, I hate socks. I mean, I understand that you have to have them and you wear them, but there's nothing worse than baby socks because they're small and they get misplaced and they're everywhere. Well, now I look down and there's two obviously dirty teenager boy ankle height white socks at my desk. On my desk.
Ew.
So I yell up to Robert. Robert.
Ew.
I say, Robert. And yes. I'm sorry. Yes. And I say, I found two socks on my desk. Do you know anything about that? He said, and I quote, what color are they? I said, why does that matter? There are socks on my desk. He says, well, are they white? I said, yes. He said, they're Sam's.
I said, what?
Well, you tell Sam, A, that we have his socks. Wait, B, what? Don't leave them behind. And C, it's never okay to put socks on my desk. Don't do this.
How does he know?
I don't know. But wait, okay. Here is, as we like to say, the epilogue to the story. I do a quick sweep of the basement to throw away soda cans and wipe crumbs off the table because they ate zebra cakes from Little Debbie last night. Big mover, apparently. And what do I see on the floor? Another pair of socks. And I yell up to Robert. And I say, Robert.
Yes.
I found another pair of socks. He says, are they Nike? I
said, how?
I said, yeah. He says, those are Barrett's.
What the crap? What weirdos. I'm so sorry, Rob. I know this is your child.
I know.
But what weirdos.
I know. And I said, how do you know they're Barrett's? He says, he couldn't find them. I said, how could I find them? Because they came off Barrett's feet, ostensibly, and went to their final resting
place.
Were
they drunk?
No. They were, they're just
were they
boys.
High?
They might, I don't, they're just boys.
Well, you know, there's a game. It's called Drunk, High, or Stupid. So,
and Robert came in first.
I'm not trying to imply anything.
Well, no, no implication received, but I do know this. It's never okay. And I'm not, no, when they write a big list of adjectives in my obituary when I pass, thoughtful is not probably going to make the top 10. But I know this, I would never put socks on somebody's desk. Ever. Ever. And then also, I probably get occasionally, unforgetful. What am I looking for? I have a decent memory, and I would not lose my socks at someone's house. And then, but the weird really takeaway from this.
But two out of four, one of them, and one of them lives there.
Well, yeah, so he's sort of off the track. And I don't think Aiden wore socks. So really, of the two possible competitors that could leave socks, they both left them. One left them on my desk and the other forgot where he left them. But really, the takeaway from this is that Robert, with a series of questions based on color and brand, was able to place the sock to the owner. If this was a game on The Price is Right, he'd win a jet ski.
It'd be amazing.
Finally find something he's good at.
And I apologize for my... I'm having a little allergy.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
You don't.
I know. Again, other people are allowed to have allergies.
Yes, I have never seen pollen the way that it is in Savannah.
Is it largely pine pollen? What is the main contributor thing? Is it the Spanish moss?
Maybe. I don't know.
The pollen is so bad that it could hamper your eyesight and people's driving skills.
I've never seen anything like it. Sue has a table, a wrought iron table in her backyard.
What hath God wrought?
And she has to get a power washer because she can't get it off with just a regular like scrubbing. That's how it's intense.
You've had yourself a week.
Yeah.
By the way, what color are your socks?
White.
We're going to start the show because you know what? It's time for all that then.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Were they Nike socks?
No, but when you were talking about baby socks.
I hate baby socks.
My socks aren't too far off.
See, I hate all socks.
My socks are
and
very
as they,
tiny.
As they get smaller, even worse. Wait, here's a man who, when he spells the word socks, it sounds like he's speaking Spanish. S-O-C-K-S. Dude Walker.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Hey, you. Look at you in your thermal cup.
Hello. It has my name on it.
Yes, I'm wearing one. Oh, Katie. So, did you get that at secondhand store? What's in it?
Birthday present.
Is it juice?
Water.
Ah, God's juice.
The only beverages we have that are not water right now would be coffee.
Yes, which is mostly water.
And I went on a girls' trip through some wine country, and I have some fancy wine.
But that's not for, like, a broadcast.
Well, that's not for, you know, I
glad
don't
you didn't
that
hear that Diet
wine.
Coke open up.
I don't drink that kind of wine at like 10 a.m. I wait.
No, that's good. Because you're a classy dame.
1201.
What a nice broad you are.
No, I will open probably a lovely bottle of red before I watch Game of Thrones this evening.
I'm trying to watch that. It's very dark. There's that one episode 2 weeks ago that was so dark I thought my TV was broken. And I've not, I was told by several people I could jump in this season, it would be okay.
Oh, you haven't watched all the,
you really can't.
You're not going to understand anything.
No. It's not like watching the last episode of The Sopranos and saying, I don't get it.
You know nothing, Rob Spiewak.
That's true. And that's the name of this episode. You know nothing, Rob Spiewak. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. As we record this, it is the day of the mother.
It is.
And I'm having my mom over for dinner tonight and making her requested meal, which you probably would not guess.
Brisket?
That's a good guess, but she wanted mushroom Swiss hamburgers.
Oh, that's my... yum.
I do them pretty good. I cook the mushrooms for about a day and a half. So they really, they almost get to almost like a paste status. You know, they're so cooked down with garlic and butter, and there'll be a splash of white wine in there, my good woman. And she's making my birthday cake and bringing it over because she didn't make my cake because I had the flu on my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
And I called
her.
What's that?
Isn't your birthday in March?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to prolong the celebration.
Clearly, now that we're halfway through May.
I did catch her in a wonderful lie right after it, though, because she said she was going to make my traditional birthday cake that she's made probably, I'm 48 years old, probably 40 of those birthdays. It has been a devil's food cake with white buttercream icing. It's my favorite.
Okay.
And she said, well, I was going to make your cake, and I could make it for you now, but I didn't make it for you and didn't make it because you had the flu. We'll do it later. I said, okay. And a few weeks later, I went over, and she said, do you want your birthday cake tomorrow? I said, that'd be nice. She said, well, I have a cake you can try right now. And she made a devil's food cake that had mashed up banana in it. She sort of made up the recipe. She had bananas to get rid of, and it made it very moist. And she said, it only takes half of a box of cake mix to do it. And I said, so if you're going to make my cake, you're going to have to go to the store because you used half of my cake mix to make this, right? She said, no, I've got your ingredients ready to go at any time to make your cake. I said, half a cake mix? She said, well, yeah, I'd have to go to Giant, but I can make your cake tomorrow. I said, no, gone. I don't want it. So now, 68 days later, whatever.
You expected her to just sit around with a box of devil's food cake.
She took my cake mix. And
why is it yours?
It was designated for me. It was my birthday cake.
What did it? Did it say Rob's cake?
That's the brand.
Oh yeah, I guess so. It says devil.
No, but what happened is she said that she did not use the cake mix that was designated for my birthday cake, and then I called her on it.
Oh.
And got her. So anyway, today we're going to put all of that behind us.
Who are you?
I'm going to get my cake.
Oh, you're clearly over it.
It never enters my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
Well, she said, what do you want for dessert? Do you want marble brownies? Probably a big crowd favorite. And I said, you know what's great for Mother's Day is birthday cake. And she says, okay, but I'm not going to decorate it. It's striking a deal like it's the UN.
Well, I mean, okay.
I said, you could put M&Ms on it. She says, I don't have M&Ms.
So how was Julia's prom?
It was, from what I hear, wonderful. I mean, I've texted with her this morning. They ended up at, a lot of them crashed at Caleb's house under the supervision of Caleb's dad. So I'm okay with it. But she said they stayed at the dance much longer than they anticipated they would because it was much more fun than they thought it would be. And I think that's a really good thing to hear.
That is a good thing to hear. That doesn't usually happen.
She looked...
Can you tilt your head down just a little bit?
Oh, you know what I can do? I can do this, probably.
Huh? No. I need you to tilt your head down. Did you cut yourself shaving?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But if I put my headphones like this, you probably can't see.
Nope.
It's like wearing a... What do you call those things that a girl wears to hold their hair back?
Like a headband?
I suppose that could be the thing.
Wow.
I might have been up late last night. But yeah, so Julia had a great time.
I might have been drinking since Friday afternoon.
She looked beautiful. Caleb looked great and made her feel very special by wearing red tasseled velvet shoes. Check my
Facebook page. They really intrigued me. A brave choice.
Bold.
Sort of a, here's that word again, devil may care. And so they, I guess probably six or seven high school couples all met at a covered bridge that's hidden behind some townhouses here.
You send me those pictures and it's they're beautiful.
It was really cool. It was really, really nice and got to see all the parents. And it's weird because there are kids there that I've known since they've been in first and second grade. And to watch them grow up and see this go down, and it's crazy. It's really, really wild. I mean, to know that Julia is really on the precipice, and in many cases, she's embracing adulthood. And her brother is identifying socks by color.
He's very strong.
Very strong, extraordinarily strong, sweet kid.
Yes.
He means well.
He does.
But,
you know, and not to compare my dogs to, like, children or whatever.
Right. Well, they're your children.
Presley's very smart.
Yes.
And she's a little bit goth.
Yeah. And moody.
With the eyeliner. And she's, yes.
D. Presley. That's my father calling. I'll check with my dad later. Don't think I'm not, don't acknowledge the ringing phone. I know it's ringing. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm not going to answer it now.
Okay.
Self-control.
Judd is very strong.
He's very strong. Do you think if they were humans, do you think they would have come from different regions of the country? I feel that Presley has got an urban background. Like she might be in New York City, like a Brooklyn girl.
Yeah. And maybe Judd, even the Bronx.
Maybe. And Judd, maybe Warrington.
Or, yeah. Somewhere in Texas.
Maybe. Just outside of a big city?
No.
No, maybe outside of Houston. He goes into Houston once in a while to see a show. But he mostly lives outside of Houston.
So we're trying to figure out what Betsy is.
Yeah, you know, we've only really, you and I have really talked at length only about her once, so I can't offer much. Give me some thumbnail in for me. Give me an elevator pitch. She's cute.
She's adorable.
She California dog? L.A.?
So, you know, she did I tell you, we've enrolled her in I can't even say this without laughing.
Take a breath.
On Thursday, she goes to daycare with her best friend, Ellie.
Of course she does.
And it's the Merkel's dog, Ellis.
Now,
wait.
And why only one dog gets like, daycare? You have three. Why are you playing favorites?
I need a break. She's very high energy.
Poor you.
So is Ellie.
Yeah.
So Donna and I decided.
Ellie is not a beagle, though.
No, she's a Portuguese water dog, I believe.
You know, the hardest part about those is finding the Portuguese water.
Well.
Otherwise, so, they're thirsty.
We take them to a very, I will say it's a little bit bougie.
I can't imagine doggy daycare on a Thursday being bougie.
So this place has a pool and they have either the smaller dogs or the bigger dogs. Ellie is lacking in a little confidence when she's with the bigger dogs. So they let her in with the little dogs because when Betsy is around.
Oh, they redshirted her.
Ellie will, yes, they held her back a year.
That's right. You know, but, it's funny. Some people do that with children when they're on the wire. They just say, hey, maybe he can have another year of preschool.
So on Thursday, so I usually do pick up.
Right.
Or I do drop off and Donna does pick up.
Right.
And it's, they
does
think
it confuse
it's
them?
That we carpool.
I think it's sweet. Does it confuse the dogs that different humans dispense and pick up?
No.
They're okay with that?
Yeah. They're like whichever. Yeah. But they're, it really is almost like a contest to see which one can be more awkward. I'm not joking. And they see each other and like to get. So if I'm doing pickup or the drop off, I go pick up Ellie. Betsy sees Ellie, so she tries to hop out of the car while Ellie tries to hop into the car, and it's like
it's a circus.
Lord. And then this is the worst part.
Yes.
Best part.
Yeah.
you can watch them on video. They have a live stream. So this is how we know that they are just. So they don't.
I clicked on. I watched for 20. I watched for 25 minutes and I said, this is the worst podcast.
So they don't really play with each other, but they have to be in each other's peripheral.
Okay. So they're like a security blanket for each other.
Yes.
Okay. Because they know each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they got some pool time on Thursday. I missed it. Apparently, Betsy just put her toes in, but that's the most she's done so far. Usually she just stands. So I don't know about this.
Well, Betsy is not beagles are not water dogs, are they?
Betsy can swim.
Well, I know dogs can swim, and I think one of the most entertaining things
Judd
ever.
Judd would sink like a stone.
No, he'd be all right.
I think you are completely overestimating Judd right now.
Don't you love when you start to lower a little dog into the water and they start paddling before they get to the water? It's like a corgi or something. It's like you've winded it up. Wound it up, I should say. Winded.
Wound.
All around this big wound world.
So I missed the whole thing, but apparently like a Frenchie had to be rescued. And there's one really fat Frenchie, and I feel very comfortable saying that because he knows it too.
Now, is that a dog or a person that's there?
The dog.
Okay. I was wondering if you had any more croissants.
Well, okay, so no, it wouldn't be. So the place is called Von Trapp Animal Lodging.
Of course
and
it is.
It's actually run and owned by a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy Von Trapp.
So.
Not awkward or weird at all.
No, got the same
when
name.
When I went to enroll Betsy.
Same name as your dog and a similar name to you.
All of it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I didn't realize Dr. Von Trapp's name was Betsy.
At any time, did she look at you and say, are you making fun of me?
No, but she didn't seem to find it as funny as I did when I was.
Because she's on the receiving end of it. She thinks you're making fun of her. Guaranteed.
So I have to give them my information with Catherine Von Herman, and you have to take them in for like a temperament test and everything.
Sure.
Blah, 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 blah. And they said,
and
okay.
Do you have to take a temperament test?
Mm-hmm. I passed with flying colors.
Good for you.
So, and then they say, and what is this sweet girl's name? And I would say, oh my God.
This is rare footage of Dr. Betsy Von Trapp singing.
When I say Betsy
Von Trapp,
it just got weird.
I wonder, do you happen to know any of the things she likes? Like raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens,
brown paper packages tied up with string.
Okay, well, these are a few of my favorite things. Just a few. I said, doctor, I wanted to get you a little, you've been so nice to my dog. I wanted to get you a little something. Here, it's a bright copper kettle.
Thursday was a little hectic,
yes.
Work-wise. And then, so Donna did drop off for them. And then we were texting, and she said, did you see the girls went in the pool? Like, the whole, and I'm, no, I've been working.
You
and
went, no!
I'm so upset.
No!
Yes. So, she said, if you're really busy, I'll scoop them too. Don't worry about it. Someday I might not be able to do both.
Scoop them meaning go pick them up.
Go pick them up.
Because
scoop, them up.
Scoop also could mean, clean up after them.
Oh, well, I suppose. But,
I imagine at Von Trapp daycare, that's taken care of.
It's bougie.
It's included. Put it in this, and they don't use little plastic bags. They use Crown Royal blue velvet bags.
Velvet
not the purple
bag.
Ones, blue ones. These are special.
Velvet poop bags.
VPB.
So
this is a real VPB situation.
A real VPB situation. Oh my God, this is happening.
What?
This is the foreshadowing of what happened on Friday.
Right, which is what we're building up to.
And Donna says, don't worry about it. I got both today, and someday I might not be able to do both, and you'll do both.
It's what's known as a partnership.
So, because I do have I got a car in February.
Right.
You so loved, I could bring Betsy home.
You love it.
So it was nice while it lasted. Of the two things that I brought back from West Virginia.
Yes.
A car and a dog.
The dog was awkward. The car was not.
I only have the dog now. Because on Friday.
Yes.
And Dan was working from home, coincidentally. That doesn't happen very often.
But what a nice thing for you to have that time together. Da 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 da.
And, well.
Yes?
I don't even know how to. I will have to call him in here to help me. So a man was driving down the road.
Yes.
In front of our house, the street. And his wheel came clean off at the axle.
Clean off.
He crashed into both of our cars.
Wait for it. Damage done to Dan's car?
Yes.
Okay, can you just summarize it?
You're asking the question.
Yes. Sorry. As indicated by the fact that the tone of the sentence ended on an up note.
His looks more superficial.
Right.
The passengers, so this is the best part. We had them parked in front of the house facing each other.
Oh, so at least one of them was illegal.
I don't know that it's actually illegal in Savannah.
Not a lot of rules in Savannah.
No.
Very few laws, even fewer rules.
So his passenger side mirror is ripped off, and then there's some, the front fender is all, well, part of it is in the back of my Jeep now.
Okay, but the fact that the mirror is gone, meaning that it's not road safe right now, so he can't drive it.
Correct. Okay. However, fun fact, Georgia does not have inspections.
Also, no helmet laws.
It's weird, but
is it?
The officer did say that it is not drivable because it's illegal.
So there's not like a state inspection, but he could be ticketed if he took it out on the road.
Yes.
Okay. That's understandable.
Yes.
And then they would put him in a work farm.
So we haven't tried, but it looks like it's completely drivable.
Okay.
It just doesn't have a
doesn't mirror. Have a mirror.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go out and put on lipstick, SOL.
S-O-L.
So that was Dan's car and your car.
Wait for it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Toast.
Can you be more specific?
So somehow, I know.
All right. I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I'm going to ask you a leading question.
Yes, please.
When you went to bed on Thursday night, your car had two functioning axles.
Yes.
Now?
Zero.
Both axles.
Yeah.
Gone.
Just to look at it, it looks like if you pushed real hard,
yes,
the Jeep would come right off of the wheel.
Don't push on it.
No.
Don't push on it. But mother, it has all this red juice. If you push on it, then don't push on it.
Probably the collision moved my car about 2 feet.
From a parked position in which the wheels are locked because it's in park.
Yeah.
Oy.
And, the driver's side is all sorts of jacked up.
She's gone.
So I know that there.
Can I lead with? I need. Nobody was hurt.
Good, good. And the guy that he was driving a truck, and the wheel came clean off. And he, what demographic does he fall into? Older gentleman.
Yes.
Would you estimate his age at 60?
60s. Okay. Yeah.
So he's not a danger to himself or others.
No, no, no.
How was he to deal with?
He was very badly shaken up.
Well, I imagine.
He completely lost control of the car, obviously.
Yeah.
And he couldn't stop.
Right.
And went even through the cross street.
Oh, God.
Like, no joke.
How he had to have been exceeding the speed limit.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah, have to be. Or
so what stopped his truck was the axle digging into the asphalt, like the broken off part. There's 2-3 inch gouge.
It is actually, we're making light of it, but we're lucky no one was hurt because that's
absolutely 100%. Sadie had just pulled into the driveway.
Oh boy.
My friend Sadie, and she lives in the guest house.
Right.
She had just pulled in. I didn't hear it. I was blow drying my hair.
Of course you were.
And I was getting ready for a conference call. So I needed to look professional.
Of course. Yeah.
So then I sit down at my desk.
How loud is your hair dryer? Because you have to imagine that caused quite a ruckus out front.
I didn't hear it. Okay. I was in the back bathroom with my hair dryer.
This sounds like this is a little Columbo-like, where the story's starting to fall apart. Yeah, I got one more question.
Well, okay.
I'm sure it's you have nothing to gain from saying that you didn't not hear it. Double negative.
Right. But I didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you.
So I sit down at my desk to get ready for my call, and I look out, and I was like, oh, I guess Dan was getting something out of the car. Because from my view,
yes.
Nothing looks out of place.
If a car moves 2 feet from a distance, it means nothing.
Right. So I can see, and then I see Sadie walking in the street with Dan. And
so Dan heard it?
They're doing the, kind of Mr. Rourke, head cocked to the side thing.
It looks like someone asked Dan if he wants to go for a ride.
So I was like, what's going?
So Dan heard it. Did Dan hear it?
Hold on. I don't know. We haven't actually really discussed it. One moment.
All right. Thank you.
Dan! Can you come here?
Kenny? He's been dying for this.
Oh, Danny boy. But my lips hurt real bad.
Come on, babes.
Please come here.
We have much to say. Here's my good friend, Dan Von Herman, who had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you.
How's 39 so far?
Shaky.
I imagine he's had better weeks.
So did you hear the crash?
Nope.
How did you find out about it?
Sadie called me.
Oh. See, we haven't even discussed it.
Did she call or did she text?
Called.
Very old school.
And that's when you know, uh-oh.
How old is Sadie? She's youngish,
26, maybe?
Yeah, that's prime texting age.
Yeah, but it's an emergency, you call.
I suppose. A lot of times if you call someone anymore, they just get mad at you.
If you see your friends, both of their vehicles get taken out in one fell swoop, you think you're just going to text, so can you maybe come out front?
And then you get new phone, who dis?
Who dis?
Well, I think it's great that she called because there's not enough of that anymore. Dan, how was her demeanor when she phoned you?
She, I don't think, knew how to articulate what was going on.
I would think
there's been an accident outside. Can you come out?
There is no good way to handle that because that is, while totally accurate, it sounds like someone has been killed.
Yes.
So I imagine you had sort of a fire lit under you for that.
Yeah. I thought something bad happened in the guest house.
I immediately went situation. Yeah.
I was thinking more of the movie Psycho.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Dan, there's been a situation in the guest house where a woman, well, it's actually a man, dressed as a woman came after me with a knife. So if you could come out, that'd be great.
I mean, if you will recall, we did have the situation.
Yes, I know. Okay. And would that be an accident?
I mean, what? How would you? I don't. Who? You know what, Rob? Whole thing.
Yes.
Three of the wheels of my Jeep aren't in the right places.
I know. Why am I lost in the minutiae? I guess I should be thinking more big picture.
So the gentleman makes it through the intersection.
Right.
And walks back to us and has a very bad limp, but then I realize also a cane, so this is a previous.
Oh, okay, good. Unless he's just one of those guys that really thinks ahead.
No. Maybe.
Get that cane out of the back of my truck.
I didn't realize that there was a person because he was so far away.
Right.
I thought it was like a hit and run. and Sadie had just discovered it.
Right.
So I'm looking at my, it's like, I just got it. I just got, oh my gosh, are you okay? Right. And I like tootled down to the gentleman and, you know, he comes up and he's, my wheel just broke off. Like, yeah, it's in the middle of the street.
And it come clean off.
It snapped clean off.
It snapped clean off.
So he was really shaken up. So I ran inside. I got a couple bottles of water, grabbed a chair for him off the front porch, made him sit down. And
you didn't have him into the house?
No. I mean, we were, it was a perplexing situation.
I'm not trying to find fault. I'm just trying to make it clear. But, you know, it's probably best because you want to be, you know, get him seated as fast as possible.
Well, we also were trying to get the debris out of the road.
Ah. How much debris was there? I know there was at least a tire.
Yeah.
To be more specific, a wheel.
There's a wheel. Yeah. Not a tire, a wheel. Yeah. With part of an axle still attached.
Hmm.
Somehow, so there's also about a 3-inch puncture.
Crater?
In the front hood.
How did that happen?
Pretty sure the tire bounced backwards off of Dan's car.
Good.
And that was the axle part.
Good
that went,
God.
It's perfectly round.
Do any of your neighbors have surveillance cameras?
Oh my God, we do.
It wouldn't be activated.
Oh. It's all right, we have a doorbell.
Oh, the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, we have the Ring doorbell. But across
it would have worked if he'd hit your front door.
Yeah. It's the street's too far away for any of that to
understood. I'm yeah. sorry. I'm not laughing. I'm not
no,
laughing.
No, it's fine. It's I mean, if you don't laugh, what are you gonna do?
See,
I
know what you'll do. What could have happened is this, is you know, the car spins out of control and you turn off the hairdryer and you pick up your phone and go, hello?
Hello?
So, I'm not laughing.
So Dan calls 311 and says that we need an officer. And then as I'm speaking to the gentleman.
What is 311? I don't think we have that up
it's
here.
It's a non-emergency. He calls the non-emergency.
I thought that was, because I think there's a band called 311.
I think so, yes.
So I called this alt-rock band and they're like, dude.
So he calls the non-emergency line and then runs inside to get our information and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And while I'm speaking to the gentleman, I decide that he needs to be checked out.
Of course.
So I call 911.
Okay.
And then about 3-4 minutes later, all of Savannah shows up.
Slow day at the office, boys.
Two fire trucks. Two police cars.
There's no fire.
Two ambulances.
Two, because there's one person. What, are they going to play dominoes to decide who wins?
I don't know, but they all showed up.
Slow day at the office.
And then my sweet friend Danny also shows up to make sure that we're okay and ask if we need anything. She was just down the street.
I can't imagine she would think something had gone wrong when six emergency vehicles show up on your street, which, by the way, is about a lane and a half wide.
But I invited Danny to stay as long as she wanted to watch the firemen, because I know we're not supposed to objectify people, but those men know how good they look. They know.
Okay. You just made this awkward.
Nah. Dan was the one who pointed it out.
Well, Dan's in touch with himself.
I did not say, swear to you, neither Danny nor I nor Sadie said a word. I mean, we all exchanged glances.
Sure. When the Savannah
said,
what'd he say?
What's it you said? He said something to Danny. Did you just come to watch the hot firemen?
Yes. When the Savannah shirtless fireman squad shows up, everyone's happy.
Oh, God.
Are you sure it wasn't a troop of exotic dancers that just got sidelined dressed as firemen?
I'm not entirely sure.
Now, when they came up to you, did they say, was anybody hurt? Or did they say, I understand there's a fire here, ma'am.
And I'm here to put it out.
I'm here to put it out. Have a seat.
Probably the
I don't know why I gave my chair to this elderly gentleman. Well, I'm not sure why I assigned that voice to the fireman. I'm not sure it was right. I apologize. I'm objectifying something.
the best part of my day.
Have you seen?
I can tell you that.
You wanna...
Actually, that's not true. So
you want to help me with this extension ladder?
So pretty sure I'm guessing the Jeep is going to be totaled.
Yeah. Two axles will do that to you.
Crazy, right?
Right.
So then Dan and I decided to Uber and go get some lunch.
Right.
And this is about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon at this point.
An early supper.
But we hadn't eaten anything, and it took hours for the report and to get all the tow truck for the truck, and then they had to come back and get the wheel.
You know, I do love your city, but it is, it's more of a town.
Slovana.
It's more of a town than a city. I'm a little bit shocked you didn't get some TV coverage.
I'm not with our news around here.
But I mean, broken axles, it's pretty good. And sexy firemen, it's got everything.
They were.
Did you take pictures?
Okay.
Oh, this is, I've picked a scab. Go ahead.
I wanted to, but it was too obvious. Like, I was taking pictures of the cars, and then I was like, do-do-do-do-do.
You're the absolute worst.
Don't mind me. Oh, hey, that's obvious. I can't.
Hey, fireman, can you...
Dan just... I'm sorry. Dan just looked at me and shook his head.
Hey, fireman, can you stand by the broken axle and pop your hip? Thanks. That'd be great. Well.
So we went...
Not the direction I expected the story to go, but what an interesting wrinkle.
So we went and had a couple glasses of
lunch.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I know.
And then, like, Laura and Stephanie, they had asked me to come out to dinner with them.
Sure.
And but I had already said no. And then I changed my mind.
Because it's
Dan
Friday
and I were
going
to stay in.
You had to stay in because you had no car.
Yeah. But because his birthday was Wednesday and we've been out and, you know.
Yeah.
We were going to stay in.
But Friday night, after all those details happened, you needed a something.
So I went out and I wasn't hungry. So I had
a few glasses of dinner.
A few glasses of dinner.
And?
And, you know, it gets a little fuzzy after this, but I do know that I was deposited to Dan sometime around 2 a.m. maybe.
Sure. So Saturday.
Yes. And I was only wearing a towel.
Oh,
we went swimming
when you left for dinner. I'm guessing maybe about 6 hours earlier.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a towel?
No.
You had clothes.
I did.
And
I had clothes.
And do you have the clothes back?
I do.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. You got my clothes. Thank you.
Yeah. Were there socks?
No, I was wearing flip flops.
Okay. Well, I just want to know the color.
Not when I was. So
no,
they rang the doorbell. Sure.
Yes. Now that would be a video that I'd like to see on the Ring doorbell.
Oh. I bet we have video of that.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, don't let's look now because
okay.
I believe it will All right. distract, but we'll do that in our post-show meeting, the post-mortem, if you will. Were the other women clothed or were they in towels as well?
Also in towels.
Laura had a swimsuit. I don't remember.
Well, I believe, what was it, Douglas Adams who said, always have fun in life, remember your swimsuit.
Well,
maybe it was him, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Maybe it was something that someone wrote in my yearbook many years ago. So there was swimming?
Yeah.
Where?
At Laura's house.
Oh, good. Not in the river.
Just across in the river. Just across the street.
You know, Savannah is a river city. I thought perhaps maybe.
It's also a beach town. It's both.
It is. It's everything you want it to be, just slower. I just imagined that maybe.
you ladies maybe went to the pirate house, had a couple hot ciders, and said, arr, get into the river. Arr, arr. Take off me clothes, matey. So do you remember swimming at all?
No.
Really?
However,
What were you drinking that night? What was your drink of choice?
Everything. I started. So at lunch, I had myself a burger.
Yes.
And some beers. And then I went and had, which I will tell everyone. Okay. So have you heard of like the Skinny Girl brand of drinks?
Of course. Yeah. They have
a spicy margarita. So, and then the place that we went, if you ask, they'll chop up a little extra jalapeno to get it real spicy. Why are you laughing? You're watching it, aren't you? Dan is
he found your video.
Dan laughing.
He found your video.
I think he found the video.
Is that the kind of thing that can be forwarded?
Dan, wow, I can't even stand up. I'm a disaster. Oh no. Yep, the dogs got out.
So here's a question. Who let the dogs out?
Laura. Oh, I've run into Laura. I've completely run into Laura. I can see Dan standing in the reflection of the storm door, holding Judd and questioning a lot of things.
Like his life.
Why are these naked women at my door?
To be fair, there were towels.
All so right. This is not something that can be forwarded. No.
Can you at least just show me footage of you through the camera?
Can you see that?
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, you're not standing well.
No, I've... No.
No. You got a case of the dizzies.
Yep.
Oh,
look at
goodness.
The reflection. Can you see his reflection?
Yeah, I can. That's a. Yeah. You know what? That is something that perhaps you should archive for another time.
delete.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you got home, and I'm glad you're safe. I'm sorry you don't remember the swimming. I'm sure you probably had a good time.
I was told I was dancing on the diving board.
You're lucky you didn't come home with a broken axle.
True story. Also, there was no music.
You're the best.
I don't know.
I think we're fine. Before we get out of here, anyone in your family change their marital status lately?
Oh, Dana got married.
Yay!
She eloped with Ryan. I'm so happy for them. I can't. I'll get crisis-y again.
It's okay to be a little crisis-y. It's very. Were you surprised? Did you see this coming?
Oh no! We knew. All of our family. We knew.
Okay, good.
The families are so huge.
Yes.
They were like, this is just going to be easier, and we'll throw a party later.
That's cool. And I should offer congratulations to Katie Cole, former intern of the Mike O'Mara Show Girl, who also had an elopement type deal in Las Vegas, but threw a big party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern yesterday and was able to come by. Yeah, I stopped in for a few hours and it was fun because Mike O'Mara was in town to see Elizabeth graduate from Mary Washington. So he did graduation in the morning and Mike was able to come by. And so, I mean, one of the rare instances that Mike and Oscar and I are physically in the same room because, you know, we do the show via satellite technology.
Awesome.
So it was really cool to have a beer with Mike. I brought Robert to show off how tall he is because this we did after the prom photos because the prom photos we did at 4 and we got to Jimmy's at about 5. I know
poor after the prom photos. It's just, you know, poor Robert is just cut off at the, you know.
But everyone said the same thing is that Robert looks very tall and he is now physically taller than me, even to a point that even if you push down on his hair, he's still taller than me. It used to be.
How tall are you?
I'm just about 6'2".
Yeah.
So he's tall and lean, and the most common comment is, wow, he looks like he's in a boy band.
He's always, his hair is always...
Perfect, on point.
on point.
On fleek. Yeah.
On fleek.
You know what he's doing? What? He's out there flexing, as the kids say.
Yeah. I don't know the vernacular.
Jargon?
The jargon.
And you're not good on jargon? But Jimmy's was packed. Even if they hadn't had that party, it would have been packed. And I just don't go to Jimmy's place enough. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon. Great food. And just, it's the best bar. It is the best bar. I bet you miss it. I know you've got a lot of great joints down there, but none of them are quite like Jimmy's.
No, you're 100% right. Jimmy's is the best bar I've ever been to.
And I didn't even get to tell you I didn't have a chance to tell you what the husband's name, girl's husband.
I met him.
But do you remember his name?
Hold on. Is it Eddie Murphy?
It is Eddie Murphy.
All right.
And he's a great, great guy, and I adore her.
They are so good together, and my goodness, what a handsome couple.
Yes, she has brought me much joy through the years because she is just a great, always has a smile on her face. And
no, she is a light.
Love her, love her. So congratulations to Adana.
Although I will say, at the first State Theater show.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oscar at one point said, "We'll have Katie Cole do it. That girl has ice water in her veins."
Well, that's true. She's unflappable. She is totally unflappable. And I love the fact that the reason we called her girl is because you were Katie and you were there first.
Well, I had to put my foot down.
Understood. Your tiny little foot with its little sock on it.
The tiny little baby sock.
Don't drop the towel. Was it a bath towel or a beach towel? For you, it could be a washcloth. You're just so wee and small.
Beach towel.
Now, when you woke up,
I was still drunk.
Yeah. Was it the kind of thing when you woke up? I know Saturday, you went to bed on Saturday morning, but when you woke up on Saturday morning, was it the kind of thing where it was like you had to piece stuff together, kind of like a Pulp Fiction thing?
Very much.
I guess it would be more like Memento, more like Memento than Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction is just out of order.
Let's see here. I can tell you because I texted some people.
Saturday morning? Or God forbid, not Saturday night. I mean, the night before. Because those are the texts you don't want to send.
No. It's when I woke up. All right, here we go.
Yes.
So, this is at 4:17 a.m.
Oh.
I woke up, I guess maybe a couple hours later, and I said, "Lord of mercy, just woke up in the guest room. I don't know why I'm here, but it's super cozy. I know we're not supposed to be into material things, but this mattress, this thread count, ridiculous. I want to be my guest."
So this is 4 in the morning on Saturday, 2 hours after you got home? Who did you text this to? The group?
The two girls that I was
okay,
with.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women, I guess we're women. And then at 7:47 a.m.
Yes, three more hours have passed.
3 more hours have passed. "Dan just came into the guest room to make sure I knew where I was. LOL. I said, "Oh, I know. And it's spectacular."
Oh,
and he
boy.
Told me you all brought me home. Quote, "Stephanie and Laura deposited you." So thank you so much. Thank you. And then like 15 minutes later, "And he said I came home without clothing. I will collect that later before we have to go to his parents. Sorry."
But to be clear, you had other clothes. It's not like if you hadn't picked them up, you'd have to go to the parents' house naked.
Right, no.
Because that was the implication in the text.
And then 2 minutes after that, "I just remembered the cars." No.
But you know what? Here's to your friends that they got you so hammered that you had a little bit of time that you didn't have to think about the cars. That's great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think we should start calling your Jeep Ben Orr.
Call it what?
Ben Orr. You know, the dead car. From the band. Benjamin Orr.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop the music. There's a rock and roll band called The Cars.
Oh, yes.
And they lost one of their members. Benjamin Orr.
Rob. And
he's the dead car. They tried to reform the band without him, but they...
You know, I had just gotten my personalized license plate.
What did it say?
Biebs.
Well, it'll look good in your office.
B-E-E-B-Z.
Oh, with a Z yet. That's very hip.
It's really cute.
There'll be another car someday. Just like they got the cars back together.
Well, I had the thought since bicycles. And then everyone, I mentioned it at Dan and Jim's birthday party yesterday, and it was in unison, 10 people saying, no!
Why? It's a, you've got a great, great, great town to have a bicycle in.
Apparently, people don't feel that Dan or I would be safe at this point, that it's just too risky.
We can't underwrite it?
What?
We can't underwrite that.
No, everyone is just like, no.
When you're not criminally drunk, how is your balance?
It's now that I had the jaw surgery, my balance is back. That's not the thing. It's the amount of unluck that has bestowed itself upon us weirdly.
You've got to have a good. You've got to have something good coming your way. It's got to happen soon.
But do we really want to take the risks?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, and
but you can do much more damage in a car than you can on a bicycle. However, I guess we have to counterpoint that with the fact that drunk on a bicycle is not a felony.
No, but it's certainly not safe.
Not in a no helmet state.
No. I'm having the house painted tomorrow, starting tomorrow.
Okay. Inside or outside?
Outside.
Make sure they wear helmets.
My concern is, we can't move our cars. So where are they going to park their painting stuff?
Dude, that's their deal, all right? I know. You pay them top dollar to do all that stuff.
I think the Jeep is supposed to get towed tomorrow. So then, the assessor.
It's going to be, if with broken axles, that's not going to be an easy feat.
Little Feet.
That's you. It's your favorite band.
Little Socks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Little Feet.
Small Shoes.
Did you know that was Surf on the Little Feet live album introducing them?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be darned.
Please welcome Little Feet.
I'm going to have to.
But anyway.
Yeah.
They take Ben Orr away tomorrow and all will be well. And you know, they did try to get the band back together. But
3 months.
Three months. Hey, you know what? That's a great amount of time.
And I texted my mom and my
90 sister. Days, Jerry.
I texted my mom and my sister. It was nice while it lasted, and then followed it up with a picture.
That's so sad.
They're both just stunned
and shocked,
but not surprised.
Shocked and stunned. Well, the cars got back together. You can get yourself a new car. Everything's going to be fine.
Yep. I don't know.
Let's get you. You know what would be great for you? Like a classic muscle car.
Like a Charger?
Yeah, or a 1967 Chevelle.
Fun fact, my mother.
I love fun facts.
Mm-hmm. My mother had a Camaro and flipped it.
Really?
Bit of a heavy foot on that one. They're very low to the ground. Do you know how hard it would be to flip a Camaro?
How would she even do that?
Apparently she has a very heavy foot.
Yeah, kind of like that truck in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Did she flip her Camaro in an Eastern market, like in India or something?
What? No. It was in Ohio.
Oh, yes, of course, Ohio. Well, there's hills in Ohio. She might have hit a...
They were alive.
An ingrain. She did not flip over the bright copper kettle.
No. I don't know if she was wearing warm woolen mittens, though. Warm woolen mittens.
Thank you. I'll say it, too. Warm woolen mittens.
Kitten mittens.
Has this even been a show?
I don't know. Rob, the event from... Thursday.
You are really on fumes. You're on emotional fumes.
I haven't cried or anything. I feel like maybe that I need to keen. I need to have some sort of bizarre release.
I'd like to offer this. I bet you did cry at the pool.
No, I didn't.
You danced.
I'd completely forgotten about my troubles.
Well, you can't say that because you were not aware of what was going on at the pool.
No, but they would have told me. They said, actually, Laura's reply to my
text?
Like random I'm still drunk text
right.
was, living your best life, KB.
Well, I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad no one was hurt. That could have been a disaster. I'm glad that girl got married. I'm glad that Odana got married. I'm glad that you're going to get all this stuff resolved, which is going to be okay. It's going to not be fun. You're going to get your house painted, and that's good. And I'm going to continue to find socks in my basement. It's like Easter.
Aren't you going to ask me if I'm going to, what color?
Oh, yeah. What color are you painting your house?
So it's currently, again, bold choices, yellow and teal.
Yes.
Which we thought we would, the only things that we would have to do would to degreen the inside of the house
right.
and then paint the outside of the house. 4 years later, we're finally able to paint the house because everything fell apart.
Right.
So the color yellow, for me, stood as a beacon of light, symbolizing the lemon of a house that we purchased. So this house will no longer be yellow.
What color will it be?
Super light gray, almost white. I was told not to do white, too much upkeep. So
yeah, and also it kind of shimmers in a weird way if it's real sunny. You don't want it to be a little bit dull, I think.
So,
and if you don't like the gray, you can always get Just for Men.
For that natural look.
The house looks 5 years younger.
Number 44.
That's right. Or a nice Bolivian black. Let's do this again real soon.
Yes, please.
And I'll figure out what's wrong with my microphone. Delete that video right away.
Right away.
I know there are certain internet sharing sites that would be very fond of it. You're up to no good, you.
Did you go into full screen mode for that?
I bet the bacon's almost ready, so I won't keep you any longer.
I can smell bacon. We had to order groceries, though.
Oh, because you can't drive.
Because we can't drive.
Must be nice, Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Hello, this is the Von Hermans. Cancel the Von Trapp delivery and bring the bacon to the Von Hermans.
Well, it's free the first time.
And the second time?
$5.
Third time? 10, 20, it doubles every time.
We better get a car.
I don't like that business model. All right, we'll do it again real soon. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you to Mike and to Oscar and Pony. And thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Robbie.
We'll do it again soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking.
You know how...
we're not done?
You know how dogs sometimes look in the mirror?
Yeah.
And they get kind of angry or whatever? Not Judd. He looks in the mirror and you can tell he's admiring himself. He's doing it right now.
What a dick.
They say I'm a good boy. They say I'm so handsome. I know.
You know what would make him look better is if he got him a package of Just for Dogs.
I'm the best boy.
Now, does Presley still go around covering all the mirrors with tinfoil? All right. Let's end this show, shall we?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
WABC. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Brown paper packages tied up with string.
Well, those are a few. Hold on. My microphone sounds horrible. Can you hold on a sec?
Something's wonky.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Check, check one, check one. That might have been a bit loose. That might have been the problem. All right, I'll do a pickup here.
Okay.
All this time, we could have been cussing.
Motherfucker.
Stop it.
Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. All right.
I'm not sorry.
All right.